MBA meeting, February 8th, 2022.
We will begin. Welcome everyone to our MBA meeting. To our MBA meeting on this February the 8th at 2:45, 2:50 p.m. And I'd like to call a meeting to order and would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. The previous meeting.
I will. You got the dates on that one. Hand you there. I'll move we approve minutes for January 11, 2022.
No, it's the 25th. This says January 11th.
Oh, whoops.
You know that's what?
For MBA.
This is the MBA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we need to amend a date?
Just amend the date. What date does it need to be?
The
25th.
All right.
Okay, I'll amend that motion for minutes of January 25th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we only have one regular agenda item, and that is the bid opening for the Valley Roadshed Metal Building RFP, and to determine a winner. And Mr. Harris
Charlotte
joins.
Was kind enough to let us take these. So, got two bids, it looks like, for the just for the steel building, and actually the steel for all the facilities, basically. This one is from CO Building Systems. And
this is steel buildings?
Steel building for the Valley. Roadshed, yeah.
This is just the building.
The building and the metal for the framework for our salt shed and for our sander rack.
The racks.
Just kind of from what I understand, it's just that.
Complete building is in,
not
i.e.
not,
doors and stuff, or doors and all, or just
I
the building?
I think it's just the building itself.
Got ya.
Kind of like that. That's the sander
just
rack.
Just the structure.
The structural steel, and I think that we could go back through, but Iron Rock put this together so that they were bidding for the exact same stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I haven't seen this.
As long
before.
As they both bid on the same thing.
Exactly.
At least that would be comparing apples and apples. But I don't know if then Iron Rock is going to include the shell for the building, the skin for the building.
I think the, the
MBA,
insulation
MBA.
And all of that stuff is involved
as part of the building.
So I'm having a little bit, it looks to me like there's three different separate ones that CO has put together for, this looks like probably for the salt shed, $27,345. For the actual building itself, $201,143, and for the sander rack, I think is how they've done that separately, $33,289.
What was the original estimate?
$33,289.
Do you remember?
Well, we had an estimate of $1.4 million for the total. Well, that's what we got from CIB, right? $1.4 million for the total project.
We had the engineer's estimate, but it probably didn't break out the building on its own.
So
right.
We broke it out last meeting. So,
if you remember, the problem with the engineer's estimate is that they go out and normally they go out and get these kinds of estimates from the companies. But because of the supply side, they're not willing to do that. That's why you split the project that we could go this out.
Yeah, we were aware of the split prior to today.
Right, because you guys voted on having to split it. So Carla, if you could add these, $33,289 for the salt shed, $201,143 for the building, and $27,345.
Say that last one again.
$27,345 for the, those three will add up to the total bid for CO buildings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that one's theirs. This one is from Advanced Steel Building Systems. and this one is a price of, let's see. $392,440 for the building. $35,151.50 for the sander rack, and $34,311 for the salt shed. And they've actually included three different prices for expenses to install as per manufacturer's requirements.
That wasn't included in the last.
That wasn't included in our ask for them either, because we're going to put a bid together for the whole facility. So those two bids, and
so we can exclude that part of it.
So I didn't read the numbers that they put together for the construction of those, and I did that on purpose because
So we'll keep apples.
We're keeping apples to apples. Okay. So it appears to me that CO Buildings is way cheaper. So CO Buildings is $261,777, and the building, the other one is Advanced Steel Buildings, is $461,902.50.
And that doesn't include the labor.
That doesn't include the labor for what they included in their stuff. So it looks to me like we've got about $200,000, over $200,000 difference.
Wow, that much less.
That's a big decision. And yeah. And I do know that we have used CO Buildings in the past. We've got, the sheriff has used two or three. The road shed that we currently have is a CO building. I do know that it's a good product. I don't know about the Advanced Steel, but
what was the square feet of your building? More dimensions again?
I think it's about 86,000. I can't remember. 8,600 feet.
How big? How?
80 by 80.
80, that's what I'm looking for. 80 by 80. I can relate to that. 80 by 80.
Yeah. It's just about identical to the one we've got. It's a little smaller, but ours is 80 by 85.
80 by 85. So it'll look a lot like.
It'll look just about.
Just like what you did here.
Okay. Pretty close. So that's the two bids that we got.
Okay.
So I probably look up and need a motion to accept the bids
to accept the low bid based on the attorney's and approve the contract based on the attorney's review.
Okay.
All
this is for the commission.
Move on that one. Yeah, go ahead. I'll move we approve the low bid for the Kane County Road Shed Steel Building based on Attorney Van Dyke's review and approval.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, so we have an approved low bid. And we'll send this off to Rob for his final review. And Rhonda, there wouldn't be any insurance stuff that you would need to deal with. Probably Rob would handle that. So
once it's all decided and everything, yeah, we'll have to put it on our new construction schedule.
Right. But as far as pre, okay. So we'll.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll take those steps. That was the only item of business for the MBA. Thank you, Burke.
Move we adjourn.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved.
7 minutes.